Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. Day one of spring practice in the books yesterday. Day two will be tomorrow as they get their 15 practices in. And quite a battle this spring going to go on at quarterback. And we've got one of those quarterbacks with us in redshirt freshman Tyler Vanderwall. Tyler, what's happening, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. So your first spring at spring practice at Wyoming, what was yesterday like for you to get out on the field and be a part of all the reps for, you know, the main guys out there coming back?
Yeah, it was nice to get back in the swing of things, you know, get back in football, put the helmet back on, get back out there with all the guys. But, no, yesterday was a lot of fun. You know, I definitely saw some things that I liked, you know, on the offensive side over executing really well for being day one, and like I said, it was just nice to get back out there and play some football.
Were there any nerves for you? I mean, I don't want to say it was just spring practice because it's just as important as anything, but for you to be in the mix of this quarterback race now and be one of those guys competing for the starting job, was there any nerves going into that first practice?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was nervous at first because knowing the position that I'm in, it's an open competition, and I'm the young guy competing for the start, so I was definitely nervous at first, but nerves wore off once I started doing my thing and just going out there and playing ball. It went away pretty fast.
So I'm curious, because we always hear, you know, when teams make bowl games, that it's a good opportunity for some of the young guys to get into practice mode and everything like that. And listen, I know they were trying to get a game plan going for Central Michigan, but were you a major part of any of that practice time leading into the bowl game for those extra practices?
Yeah, so during the bowl practices, we had extra practices where we would do scout scrimmages or future team scrimmages. So it would be mostly the redshirt guys, and some of the younger guys would kind of do like a inter-squad scrimmage. We'd play against each other, and it was kind of fun just to go at it with all the other guys just to see where we were all at.
I'm also curious because there's been some talk the last few years about allowing redshirts to be eligible for bowl games, because there are some players who are going to go into the NFL draft and choose not to play in those games, so they'd like the redshirts maybe to come in. Would you be someone, after going through a redshirt year and competing and having Wyoming play a bowl game, that would have been in favor of something like that?
I'm kind of torn about that. I think it would be beneficial, but also a little hectic, you know, being in my position. You know, I would have loved to play it in a bowl game. But I also know that it would have been pretty scary. My first game being a bowl game against a strong Central Michigan team or whoever we play in an upcoming bowl game. But, I think it would be beneficial, but I think there would also be some drawbacks there.
So you were on scout team all last year. What did that all entail? What was your job being on scout team as the quarterback last season?
So when I ran scout team, we were whoever we played that week. Say we were Air Force or someone. We would run their offensive scheme, and I would be the quarterback running that scheme. So if we played Air Force, I'd run the triple option as the quarterback. Or if we played, you know, Colorado State, we'd use their offense and ultimately just give our defense looks. And, you know, I really thought it was beneficial because I went up against the number one defense in the Mountain West. So I feel like it made me better, and I felt like if I can compete against them, I could compete against anybody.
So, you know, that defense had 38 turnovers, forced 38 turnovers last year. How many turnovers did you have against them?
Oh, man, more than I could count, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no. So, I mean, they were legit. I mean, you going up against them every day, you really found out how good they were. What's that like, you know, going in, having that, maybe a security blanket, I don't know, knowing that you're going to have a defense out there that's going to hold teams on average to less than, you know, 20 points a game?
Yeah, you know, that's always nice because defense wins championships. And, you know, we can't really do much without the defense. So just having that security blanket, like you said, knowing that they're going to go out there and get us stops, get us turnovers so we can get the ball back, and then kind of puts it on us to capitalize and make points. So, you know, I think if we can get the offense clicking this year and have the defense keep rolling like they were last year, then I think we could be something really special.
Tyler Vanderwell joining us here on the program as the Cowboys continue with spring practice. So, Tyler, in this quarterback battle, listen, I read a story about it yesterday, Robert Gagliardi's story with you and Nick, and you guys are good friends on and off the field, and you feel like you can go to Nick and ask everything. But do you feel, you know, going in, you know, what are some of the advantages and maybe disadvantages you have in competing against Nick this spring?
I think Nick is definitely a couple steps ahead with his knowledge. You know, he's been in the program for going into his fifth year now, and then he's had some game experience too, so he definitely knows what it's like to be in a game and game situations and just being in the system for so long. You know, I definitely feel like he's got me beat there. But, I mean, I think I am very similar player to Josh, so I think I have a strong arm. You know, I think I can make good reads. I'm very confident and very mobile, so I think I have some strengths there. And so I just think this competition is going to be really fun with whatever happens because, you know, we're both going to push each other to get better. So we know at the end of the competition, whoever wins, like, we made each other get better.
Is it hard competing against somebody that is a good friend, somebody that you consider a good friend, or does that make it easier?
I would say it makes it easier because we know that whatever happens, you know, there's no hard feelings there. Mm-hmm. It's the best guy got the start, and no matter what happens, we're going to be supporting each other because we're all chasing the same goal of a Mountain West championship. So I think the coaches are going to put the best guy out there in the best situation. So I truly believe that it's competition makes everyone better. So it's helpful.
You mentioned the comparison to Josh and yourself, some of the traits. I know you're not saying you're going to be the next Josh Allen, and that's an unfair comparison, I think, to anyone. But what did you learn from a guy like Josh Allen in the year you were with the Cowboys?
Yeah, Josh was a football genius. That guy knew everything inside and out. You know, you ask him for anything, and, you know, I really think – having him in the meeting rooms was beneficial to me. Just he helped me learn the playbook. He helped me learn protections, defensive schemes, just the whole nine yards. And having Josh, just even learning his leadership skills, his the way he carries himself, his confidence level, his body language off on the field, just learning that stuff, just knowing what it takes. And I really thought that was helpful because, I mean, Josh is a guy I look up to being in the meeting room. So having him there was completely so beneficial to my learning.
I'm curious, though, are any of the players allowed during pro day on Friday? I know it's closed down to the public. Will you be there or not?
Yeah, I'll be there. They have it's open to players. Okay. So I'm gonna go check it out and, you know, on Josh.
That's gonna be kind of cool, though, right? To see, I mean, there's gonna be tons of people there that I'm sure you are very familiar with and everything. It's gonna be kind of cool to see that, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's gonna be nice just to go see all those big name guys that knowing that they're at Wyoming to watch Josh and knowing that Wyoming is making a name for itself and. Mm-hmm. That could be me in a couple of years, you know, and it's just even seeing some of those big name guys in Laramie is just eye opening. It's incredible.
So I saw a video where you guys got to see the new locker rooms in the new facility there. Was that the first time you guys have actually seen that, or is that just for video? I mean, what did you think?
No, yeah. So that was the first time that we saw the locker room. So that was the unveiling to us. And, man, that place is incredible. Going inside there, it's top of the line. I would have to say we have one of the best locker rooms in the country now with that. That place is incredible. Even the new weight room and the new training area, it's just incredible.
Is it a game changer for recruiting purposes?
Absolutely. You know, being in the Mountain West and having that top of the line facilities, it's just phenomenal.
What's the coolest part about the new locker rooms?
I would say how high tech it is. It's like really futuristic. If you go in there, it's pretty insane. Like we have in the lockers, we put our shoulder pads in like a top of the locker, and then it flows fresh air, so your pads don't stink. You could put your helmet in there, so your helmet is nice and cool. Same thing with the cleats, so your cleats don't stink. It's incredible.
Tyler Vanderwall joining us here. Tyler, before we let you go, what are you, you know, I'm sure it's all aspects of your game, but what are you really focused on this spring to put you ahead in the game for this quarterback competition? What does Tyler Vanderwall do need to do this spring to ensure that he is that guy?
I think just going out there every day and getting better, competing and making sure that the coaches can trust me, going out there and making plays, and that shows that the coaches, they can trust me on third down, on fourth down if they need to, that I could be the guy to go to. But at the end of the day, I think it just comes down to getting better every day and going out there and pushing the guys around me and competing.
Outstanding. Tyler, it certainly has been a pleasure talking with you, man. And I guess we'll see you over there on Friday for the pro day for the Cowboys. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck this spring.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.